Okay. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to Sister Brunch Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No, we're like thrilled that you're here. I mean, what?
Thank you.
Don't know, Kim is a filmmaker. She is also a creative writer. I'll let her just speak for herself. Please do introduce yourself.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I appreciate it. My name is Nkem Denchukwu. I live in Houston. I write books for kids, especially for kids, and I produce independent films since I cannot act. So I decided to just, you know, become a producer and direct, actually, also sometimes.
Okay, you wear the director hat as well. We love the multi-purpose queen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's talk about your project, Chances Are, which is what brings us here in essence.
Like, yes.
I want you to talk about the project. And,
this too, actually.
Oh, wow.
This screens tomorrow.
See? Okay, I'm going to just have you talk about both of the projects and go for it.
Okay. Chances Are is a silent movie. And actually the stage reading, not a reading, performance was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I remember during the question and answers, somebody said, why did you make it a silent film?
Right.
I said,
because ask they took my question.
Because of funding.
Okay.
You know, because when you, as filmmakers, that's one of the biggest problems that we have, and the lack of it. You know, I had a tendency to make it a silent movie because it would be a lot easier for me to control.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's a story. It's a short story about a boy and just basically the experiences of orphans in orphanages or foster homes.
Yeah.
You know, what he experienced. Because this story is set in Nigeria.
Okay.
So I had to focus on that. What kids, orphans experience being in an orphanage, how maybe the caretakers don't really take care of these kids. And most times they take half of what people bring in.
Donate,
exactly.
So this get to them directly.
At all. Yeah. So this little boy, 12, he has this dream to hopefully one day be adopted into, not just being adopted, but into a loving family.
Right.
Because it's not just adopting a child. Mm. What are you, are you sure you're going to care and love that child as yours? You know, so while he was having that hope and dream of becoming adopted by a loving family, he also has this dream of experiencing the other side of Lagos. So just for a day.
Right.
So now he finds a way to hide into the trunk of this philanthropist who usually comes once a month with some jollof. You know, are you familiar with some Nigerian food?
Yes, ma'am. I know some jollof.
Jollof rice, Abby.
The African came out.
There you go. So, you know, she would bring some jollof rice, some really yummy food for the kids. So he sneaks into the trunk of this woman's vehicle and ends up in Lagos Island. Mm-hmm. Where he went to the mall.
Right.
And for him, it was like a first experience. He never, that was his first time seeing an escalator, pizza, things like that.
Yeah.
So this boy was having a ball inside the mall. It was like a different world. Mm-hmm. In one day, he was having a wonderful time before he actually realizes what was happening. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's nighttime. And he's outside the mall, not sure how he is going to get back to the orphanage.
Mm.
And the philanthropist, this really nice woman, Mrs. Ajay, with her son, they see him.
Mm.
Like, what is he doing here?
I'm not trying to steal away from this whole film because I want them to go watch it.
Okay. All right. I'll stop there.
You got to go watch this.
I'll stop there. Okay. But
now,
this
what about
one.
This? Tell me about this.
This is my first 3D animation.
Okay.
Actually, this is one of my books, When Hearts Touch.
Mm-hmm. Is this already published? Like, is out there?
Well, no, it's not out there. I was hoping that Amazon Prime would take it, but I haven't met any executive from there, so I was hoping to do that here.
Today, yeah.
Hopefully. But it's hard to find where they are. But anyway, it's a story that I believe so many people can relate to.
Yeah.
Because the story of this 9-year-old boy, he's an orphan. It shows the pains of grief.
Right.
Because we all deal with grief in different ways.
Yeah.
So can you imagine a 9-year-old, an orphan, he lost both parents back to back. So his journey will show the pains of grief, the pains of poverty.
Right.
Do you know how many people that actually experience poverty?
A lot, I'm sure.
Not just in Africa. People
everywhere.
Think it, yeah.
Poverty's
in America, in your neighborhood, and everywhere.
Absolutely.
So he shows that pain of being hungry and there's no hope. There's no hope of Eden.
Yeah.
So we follow his journey, how he goes through that, and the journey of the pain of loneliness. It doesn't have to just be a child or an orphan. Adults, we experience
grief and pain too.
Yeah, loneliness. And even people that are married or in relationships, they still experience loneliness, but they are together. So imagine this boy being 9 with nobody. So he's the only one going through all this. And through his journey, you see the need for hard work. At 9, he will be, you know, trying to fend for himself. Some days there was no food. He will come back to his hut and just lay there and cry and still have that. It's also a story of faith.
Right.
Where he, you know, he still hoped God will bring him a new family, bring him love, just food, something. Then he shows the need for love and the kind of love, you know, for people that are, you know, I'm a Christian, loving your neighbor as yourself. This man, a stranger, a total stranger, actually becomes this boy's miracle.
Saving grace.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to end it there so I don't give away too much.
I'm excited to read it and hopefully some executive from Amazon.
I really hope so, because even just the title alone, what I have written somewhere is when hearts touch, miracles happen.
I love that.
And lives are changed. Yes.
I love your passion about kids' stories as well. Like, you know, even the first film that was also like related to a child. So I like your passion for kids and telling their stories and just trying to voice that.
Thank
out
you.
There. You kind of answered this question a bit, but I want you to kind of go a little bit more and tell me about the funding. You know, that's something that's challenging for every creator that I have sat down with. And, you know, we talk about it. What's the most challenging part? They would say it's, you know,
the funding.
So I wonder how, you know, it took you to fund your project. Let's talk about Chances Are, for example. I know it was a silent film and you were keeping that in mind.
Yes.
How was it like? How did you gather around funds and just putting it together until it's out there?
It actually hasn't been shot yet.
Okay. So you're still...
It's a concept. Yes. So it's a screenplay that I wrote.
Yeah.
And so my hope is to eventually find a way to either do animation, but I think doing it as a live action will be more impactful. Considering where the setting is in Nigeria, in Lagos, it depends on how much money that I can get.
Yeah.
So the funding determines if I'm going to go the route of 3D animation or live action. So it hasn't been shot yet. But for this one, when I read the book, I started thinking about, you know, visually is also everything. And I reached out to a couple of people. I pitched the story to them. They all loved it. But most of them were not willing to invest. And you don't really blame them because it's a risk that you're taking. So when that wasn't happening, I just said to my kids, I said, I have to find a way to do this myself. So surprisingly, an animator in Nigeria reached out to me. He saw where I made a comment somewhere. And he reached out to me and said, oh, he sees that I write children's books, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we started talking. And, you know, I was sending, of course, Nigerian currency is different
here.
So if you send like $1,000, it's a little bit more there. Yeah. So I started like sending him money bit by bit. So I first did this as a 2D.
Yeah.
Then I started showing it to my friends. Two of my friends, actually three of my friends, one is a couple, that they ended up like wanted to invest just a little bit more. Not a lot, but it was enough of what I needed then.
Right.
So now I have co-executive producers, and that's how I was able to do this. And he screened at Essence last year, and this year he's screening too on Sunday.
Look at you 2 times in a row there.
Yes.
So doing something right.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we have a signature question here at Sister Branch.
Yeah.
I want you to imagine yourself with your younger self, since you're so passionate with children. So this is going to be an easy one.
Okay, I hope.
I want to know what you will be having for brunch and what would they be having for brunch. And also, what would you tell your younger self, 5-year-old self, you?
5-year-old self.
Yep.
Okay, your first question is brunch. Brunch as in food.
Yep. Like brunch is breakfast and lunch. So tell me what you're having, tell me what they're having, and then let me know what you're gonna say to this 5-year-old.
What I'm going to have at brunch. So my brunch as a 5-year-old as me now?
Both.
Okay. Uh-huh. As me now, and I wouldn't mind having some suya with jollof rice. Suya. You have had suya before?
I love suya.
And some goat meat and plantain.
Ooh.
That's what I want right now. Since it's breakfast and lunch put together.
Right.
As my 5-year-old self, oh boy, five, I'm trying to remember what I was doing at five. Maybe just cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
That's, yeah, okay. Cornflakes. Kellogg's cornflakes.
And what would you tell this younger you?
To always be the best of you, to stay focused, not to be intimidated by anyone, be humble.
Yes.
Speak your mind, but with humility. Be kind, but first to yourself.
Yes.
Love yourself before you love someone else. That's it.
Those are some gems there. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We are really, really excited for all these projects. And I am very positive that you're going to get picked up for this.
I pray for that. Amen to that.
The shooting for the chances are.
Thank you.
These are important stories to be told out there.
Thank you.
And hopefully we're going to have you in the next maybe season of Sister
Branch. That'd be nice.
An actual longer interview.
That'd be nice. Thank you.
It was nice to chat today at the Essence Film Festival 30th anniversary.
Thank you.
Now,
appreciate it.
I'm not going to just leave you go without giving you something.
Oh, I get something.
I got a little swag bag for you.
Thank
you. This is Black-owned products in here. You're going to find out later. This is like a little Santa.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yes.
My name is Nkem Denchukwu. I'm a writer, an author of 13 books, a filmmaker, and a mother of 4 amazing kids. I'm here in New Orleans, and I have experienced with these amazing ladies from Sister Brunch Podcast. Today, you're listening to Sister Brunch Podcast.